From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Shooter by Dusty Rhodes. We'll begin with the author's foreword. Amid the birthing pains of a new nation, hardy and sometimes desperate men and women struggled and all too often paid the ultimate price to blaze new frontiers. When the Civil War ended in 1865, many bitter and disillusioned survivors returned home to find nothing left. Some of these took to the outlaw trail. Robbers, cutthroats, murderers, rapists, and outlaw gangs ran rampant. Crime became an epidemic. Those seeking to escape the long arm of the law found a safe haven in what was called the Indian Territory, or by some, the Nations, home of the five civilized tribes. The Choctaw, Cherokee, Chickasaw, Creek, and Seminole tribes, as well as portions of numerous other tribes, had been moved by force of arms to this godforsaken land. This vast area, which we now know as Oklahoma, encompassed some 74,000 square miles and was a lawless land beyond the reach of conventional justice. Bounded by Arkansas, Kansas, Texas, and New Mexico territory, the Nations became the base of operations for outlaw gangs that looted and plundered surrounding states. Under tremendous pressure to curb this lawlessness, President Ulysses S. Grant appointed Judge Isaac C. Parker and gave him unfettered jurisdictional authority over the Federal District Court of Western Arkansas, which included all of the Indian Territory and roughly half of the state of Arkansas.